Hey everyone, ever feel like you're spread kind of thin? Like trying to do it all, be everything to
Well,
everyone?
yeah, I think we've all been there for sure.
Right. And it feels like marketing, that's where it gets really tricky when you've got all these different directions you could go in, but, limited resources. And that's what today's deep dive is all about, working smarter, not harder. Specifically, when we're talking about marketing mix models, we're diving into this case study from Arima Labs about a company that figured out a pretty brilliant way to make sure their marketing dollars were hitting, well, where it mattered most.
Yeah, this company, they were trying to understand their marketing effectiveness across a bunch of different markets, right? But building a separate MMM for every single market,
Yeah.
not really feasible.
Okay, so paint the picture for us. We're talking 20 different markets. That's potentially 20 MMMs.
It's a lot. It's like information overload.
Talk about drinking from a fire hose. So how on earth did they even begin to narrow that down?
Data. They went to the data.
Yeah.
And they realized that, well, the 80-20 rule, it probably applies here too, right? Like in a lot of things. A smaller group of those markets, they were probably driving most of the results.
Okay, makes sense. So how'd they figure out which markets deserve that extra attention, that deep dive?
They got strategic, right? They had all this data on these markets. Think like market share for their brand, what their competitors were doing, how fast the market was growing, average prices, all that juicy stuff.
So it's like each market had its own, like, personality, its own profile.
Slowly. It's like each one had its own fingerprint, you could say.
Okay, I like that. 20 markets, 20 fingerprints. What did they do with all those prints?
Brought in the power of clustering, specifically something called K-means clustering.
K means.
Yeah, and I'll spare you the overly technical details, but imagine you're trying to like organize your spice rack.
Oh, I love this. Okay, I'm with you.
You wouldn't put your cinnamon right next to your oregano, right?
Chaos.
Exactly, total chaos. You group similar spices together.
So you can actually find the cumin when you need it.
There you go. K means clustering. It's kind of like that, but with data. In this case, it grouped together those markets with similar data fingerprints,
Yeah.
similar market dynamics, you could say.
So instead of 20 separate markets, they ended up with what, like a few clusters of markets that were kind of like each other?
Exactly.
So did it work? Did they actually get those 20 potential MMMs down to something more manageable?
They did. They ended up with six clusters. Six. And here's where it gets really cool. They used something called principal component analysis, PCA, and they used it to visualize these clusters and figure out what made them different, what made them distinct.
PCA. That sounds a little intimidating, I'm not gonna lie.
No, not at all. Think of it like a magnifying glass for your data. You're zooming in on those really key differences between those market groups.
Okay, so what did this magnifying glass reveal about their markets? Give us the juicy details.
It showed that just two main factors, just two, explain almost 81% of the differences between all six clusters.
81%. So basically, these two factors, these were like the main ingredients in those unique market fingerprints we were talking about earlier. What were they, the magic ingredients?
The market share of the major brands in that market, and then the client's own brand, how much market share they had.
Okay, so how much of the pie they already had a slice of?
Exactly. So think of it like this. In some markets, the client, they were a big fish in a small pond. High market share, not a ton of competition. But in other markets, they were a small fish in a big competitive pond. And those two factors, huge drivers in how their marketing played out.
Fascinating. Okay, so they used these data fingerprints to group together similar markets, and then they zoomed in on those two key factors to really understand what made each cluster unique, what made them tick. But how did this actually translate to fewer MMMs? Was this just a case of data for data's sake, or were there tangible benefits here?
Oh no, this wasn't just crunching numbers for fun. They were on a mission. They wanted to make smarter decisions about where to focus their efforts. So instead of building 20 separate MMMs,
Which, let's be real, would have taken forever and cost a fortune.
that's exactly. They were able to get it down to just six,
Wow.
one for each of those market clusters.
Hold on. They went from 20 MMMs down to six just by using data strategically. Okay, I'm definitely seeing the appeal here, this work smarter, not harder thing.
Right.
But what did they actually do with those six models? That's what I'm really trying to understand. How does this translate into real-world, marketing moves?
Yeah.
So they've got these six market clusters, right?
Yeah.
Each one with its own, like, fingerprint. Based on those two key factors, how much competition there is and how much market share the client already has.
Yeah.
So it's like they took those 20 markets, sorted them into six buckets.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
how do they actually use that to like build a marketing strategy? That's what
No.
I'm really curious about.
Okay. So let's say you pick up one of these buckets, right? And this bucket, it's all the markets where the competition is really fierce. Major brands battling it out. But the client themselves, they've got a pretty small slice of that pie.
Okay, so they're a small fish, big pond. That's a tough spot to be in. What's the move there? Do you just wave a white flag?
Not necessarily, but it means you got to be really strategic, a little more creative maybe with how you're doing your marketing. And this is where, understanding those little differences between the markets, it's really valuable.
It makes all the difference.
It does. So you might, for example, think about like challenger brand tactics, really focusing on what makes you different? What makes you better? Why should someone pick you over that big established player? You might even need to look at like niche opportunities within that market.
Instead of just trying to outspend those bigger companies, you find your lane, right? And you win that lane.
There you go. You find where you can really make an impact.
Love it.
Now, let's say you pick up a different bucket.
Okay, new bucket.
This one is all the markets where the client is already the dominant player. They've got a healthy market share.
All right, so now they're the big fish.
Right.
New pond, new strategy. Do you even need a whole MMM for that kind of market?
You might not need one that's as complex. Now
Interesting.
remember, it's all about those resources and where you spend your time. But that doesn't mean they can just, relax and coast.
Right, they can't get complacent.
Exactly. They have to think about how to hold on to that top spot. So maybe that looks like loyalty programs, keep those current customers happy, or brand building campaigns reinforce that strong reputation they've already built.
It's like the difference between planting a garden and tending to one that's already, mature.
Oh, I like
You
that.
nurture what you've already got, but you also want to plant those seeds for the future.
Right. What a great analogy. And that is what's so powerful about this data-driven approach. You're not just reacting, you're shaping things.
Love it. Okay, so to recap, using clustering, using PCA, this company went from feeling totally overwhelmed by the thought of 20 separate MMMs to having this clear roadmap for building six super targeted models.
Yeah, and they gain a much deeper understanding of their customer segments, during that
Which
process.
is invaluable.
Absolutely. And don't forget, this approach, it doesn't just save them time and resources, it makes their marketing spend way more strategic. They can look at their budget and say, okay, based on what we know, which markets have the biggest
So it's
potentials?
not just about doing less, it's about doing it better.
100%.
And that's how you win in any business, really.